We had one of the first in the county down there in Rafoe, and then we drive through Rafoe can see the fantastic jobs about 100 metres from either side of the school and right across. So you have new footpath layouts, park and drop off. Within our MD convoy is the next in our list. We then convoy, and then after that it's Shishinee. Like, we didn't pick these. There's a very strict criteria. So at least the St Bridget's School and convoy is on that. And that's across from Town Park. So they have our design office in Liverpool has been doing some design work. And obviously all these things, this is passed to the department, and then they'll determine what speed we go at. But another thing I must very much welcome, Sean, and I have been pushing and speaking to a lot of people in convoy about this. A lot of schools in the interim take measures themselves. Like we had it years ago in St Mary's National School in Stranorder, where parents are encouraged to drive into the car parks and round the back out again, and then drop off their children and they exit. So you don't have a hope of parents dropping up at the last minute, children running here and there.
And do you think that's kind of contributing to some of the issues in convoy than in the interim, maybe?
Is, of course. Right, look, it's very much so, and a lot of the schools look around the county. You look at 5 minutes to nine, coming last minute, running here, parents running this way, children running. So you can see it every school.
So you're saying parents need to be a bit better organised in the mornings?
Not a bit, a lot, lot better. Even going up Lurgy Brack, and I pass it, and we all talk about it, and you pass it, like, it's crazy. And when you actually drive past some of these schools, there are parking spaces there. Everybody, it's like a supermarket, everybody wants to park at the front door, run on, run out, and you know, it is accidents waiting to happen. There's a lot of responsibility down to the parents. I know, having for years speaking to board of management in schools, they have enough to contend within the four walls. As they say, they don't want to get involved or fall out with parents outside, but I must welcome St Bridget's. They have actually seen a map now where they actually drive in around the school, drop off their children and exit. So you won't have 10, 20 cars sitting on the road. See, a lot of complaints I was actually getting in convoy was actually from the local residents, local priests many years ago. All the gateways, driveways were blocked. You're ducking and diving and running around between cars and parents and doors opening. When actually you have big car parks there, we're able to, it's a bit of management. I know St Bridget's, I've actually seen them, somebody sent me a map there during the week of it. Now, like convoy, the main street, we have another joint national school in the main street in convoy, and that in itself is a big issue. Every day through convoy, there's just not enough room for two lines of traffic to go through. And many of the time I spoke to engineers, but I wouldn't leave it to engineers.
So what is the plan then in terms of safety crossings? Where two schools are, you would expect there to be safety crossings. A, you'd hope it slows the traffic down, which helps cars pass each other, but B, for the children's safety. Are you saying, and sorry if I didn't pick up on it, are you saying that that will happen? It's part of ongoing plans at the moment?
Yeah, some bridges applied way back a couple of years ago. It was advertised 2-3 years ago under the Department of Transport for all schools to apply under this scheme. And then that's come out and designed, and there's quite a big budget there for doing up the whole round the entrance of the school, about pick-up, drop-offs, road crossing, traffic lights, whatever it takes. Instead of doing it one-off, these are very good, well-designed. And I know definitely St Bridget's. I'm not sure if the Joint National School on Main Street and Convoy, but it's certainly one that there are. I know of a number of schools that should have applied for it, and for whatever reason they didn't. And hopefully there'll be another round. But within our MD, outside St Bridget's National School at Town Parks is in that scheme. The next one being designed in our area, as I say, after Rafoe, and then Shishinee. The Main Street and Convoy is a different kettle of fish. There's just simply not enough room for two cars to pass. That's why you've...
Yeah. I was contacted by...
there as well.
I was contacted... I know this is sort of maybe outside of the council's remit, but I was contacted by a few... two or three people actually now that happened upon NTA officials doing surveys of schools on main roads, effectively, if I could describe it like that there. And some were suggesting that we could be seeing more temporary speed limits applied in some of these schools. Has that come across your desk at all? One person mentioned they hope to have it done by the end of the year.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things they're looking at. They're looking at bus stops and within a lot of our towns, like Kilgarden, Kilfin, Liffard, and throughout the county. And this is proper, not just bus stops, bus shelters, because it's ridiculous in this time and age. And also they're looking at the national primary roads at outside schools. This is an ongoing thing. the whole thing about flashing lights, as you remember back some years ago, the National Roads Authority paid for them, whereas the other schools on the country roads, that was an issue between the school and the county council. And so they had to step up there and work with the school. Mm. So you'll always see the national roads will be catered for a lot quicker and better.
Okay.
But I do welcome the initiative for Convoy. It's slow going. She guards the other issues about speeding and getting through it. That's not going to be easy to deal with through traffic.
But until we start dealing with things like that in our towns and villages, it's going to hinder development. You know, we're talking about the need for extra provision of houses and all that kind of stuff. But unless our road, water and power infrastructure is up to scratch, nothing's going to be fit to be done because, you know, it would be very hard as a planner to look at an area like Convoy, and I'm just using that as an example, and sort of say, yeah, it can take an additional, you know, 200, you know, social and you know, types of houses, because that's going to be one of the biggest barriers to this government or any government reaching their targets, I think.
Yeah, it is, and unfortunately, sometimes we get the developments before we get the necessary infrastructure. I've been raising this several times at RMD, particularly about Convoy's amount of houses going in there. Now, most of the houses at the moment, Convoy are planned are social housing. We have now asked that there be no more gratis for social housing, whether it's voluntary or council housing, until there would be a health check done on Convoy. Basically, this is
Say that again. Who is the councillors have said there should be a stay on?
I am particular.
There should be a stay on the provision of housing in Convoy until
social housing.
Right, that's amazing that we're in that situation.
It's something I said many years ago. It happened many, many years ago during the Celtic Tiger and the boom, when all the building was going on everywhere. It was actually builder-led, not demand-led. And a lot of people, when they couldn't get enough land or plan there, they'd jump out into Convoy, very convenient land. And if you look at the amount of developments on it, it's not too far into there, but what I said as well, it's easier to get planned than Convoy that doesn't have a town plan, that isn't Balfe, Donegal Town, Bunkran, or Letterkenny, and they have town plans. There's more restrictions.
Right.
All I'm saying is it needs to be what you said a few months ago. It needs to be planned. We need to look at the infrastructure.
Okay.
And what that man said as well, we need to look at the schools, we need to look at the doctors, and we need to look. But Convoy has an exorbitant amount of housing coming at the moment. We have agreed now, based on our numbers, our needs and our wants going forward for quite a few years, and I can tell you they've stretched the point. It could be up to, 50, 60 houses with a waiting list for first preference is 24. Now, told that there are a lot of people there in Kenny have down Convoy for the second and third, but I've said, look, we need to work with a very good group in Convoy, the Convoy Community Environmental Group, and I would like the council to sit down and sit with them and look at the needs of Convoy. This need to be needs-led, not development.
Okay, just a bit of feedback in Castlefin here. New lights in Castlefin, Greenway. A caller says, it needs speed ramps or something as you approach them. Since September, I had two instances where cars have drove straight through the red light while I was on the crossing. My five-year-old was nearly killed. So that's someone with real experience in that area.
That's the same as, again, Letterkenny, Belfay, any traffic lights. That's why we need the Gardaí. The council puts in the infrastructure. It's up to the Gardaí and only the Gardaí to monitor and do something. We need to get them out of the stations, out of Letterkenny station during the week, and out round the rural back roads and everywhere else. The public need to see a presence there, not just walking up and down the main street in Letterkenny. That's a lot of people are potato. We need to get them out around.